It's Flame Room Coffee Time. Flame Room Coffee and Cedric Adams bring you Stairway to Stardom. Yes, friends, here's that talent hunting program starting a brand new year of showcasing the talent of the Northwest. Listen as the McGarvey Coffee Company and Cedric Adams start on a tour of discovery and start more talented hopefuls up the stairway to stardom. Usually, the spirit of the new year is represented as a chubby young man with just a ribbon around his middle. We couldn't find a ribbon long enough, so here's our spirit of 1949 fully clothed Cedric Adams.
Yes, it's a darn good thing, too, Butler. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this does mark the beginning of what we hope will be a very successful year of spotlighting the unrecognized talent of the Northwest. That, of course, is the main purpose of this program, to entertain you, but mainly to give an opportunity and a chance of recognition to the talent of our own Northwest, be it amateur, semi-professional, or professional. On this particular program, we hope the talent may be heard by some potential employer, too. And then a week on DeHaven's date helps give the poise that comes from the experience of working with a professional crew. And the same is true of the week at Club Carnival with a name band and other professional acts. And naturally, those professional-sized checks aren't to be sneezed at either. Bob McGarvey also offers a $25 check to the act who gets the most applause from our big auditorium's audience here tonight. So it's our New Year's resolution to make 52 Saturday night opportunities for talented people to be heard and encouraged. Frank, may we meet our first contestant.
Yes, Cedric, here is Luther Mack.
Well, Flame Room Coffee welcomes you, Luther, on our first show of 1948. Where is your home?
About 17 miles south of Redwood Falls.
Do you live on a farm or in a town?
Well, I live out in the country. My father's a minister.
Oh, he's a minister. How many churches does he have?
Well, he takes care of two congregations.
What creed is it, Luther?
Well, it's a Lutheran church.
I guess that from your first name, yeah. Are you going to follow in your father's footsteps?
Yes, that is my intention.
How old are you now?
I'm 19.
You're studying ministry now?
Yes, I am.
Where?
At Concordia College in St. Paul.
How did you happen to pick the ministry?
Well, my father is a minister, and my oldest brother is a minister, so I thought it would be a good idea that I do the same thing.
Your mother is going to have to listen to a lot of sermons, isn't she? Have you ever preached so far?
No, I haven't. I have 2 years yet to wait for that.
What's your special talent, Luther?
Well, I like to play the harmonica.
What kind do you play?
Well, I have a super chromonica now.
What kind of music do you play?
Well, it's mostly popular music.
What are you playing tonight?
Well, it's one of my own compositions. It really doesn't have a name, but the fellows at school call it the Mack Blues, just to distinguish it from others.
Fine. All right. We start then tonight with a minister-to-be playing the Mack Blues on a harmonica. Okay, Luther.
Thank you. acquaintance be forgot?
Try that just once more, will you, Butler?
Again? Well, yeah. Thank you, Cedric.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
You know, you haven't sung for a long time, and I just wanted to be sure we were starting the new year on a sour note. Thank you very much.
Cedric, I'll never do that to you again. I just happened to think of last night, you know, New Year's Eve.
Well, I know what this leads to, Butler, my boy. Next, you say that you and Mrs. Butler had some friends over, and of course, you topped the evening off with refreshments and McGarvey's Flame Room Coffee.
Why, Cedric, how did you ever guess? Why, sure, we had Flame Room Coffee. That really rich and full of flavor Flame Room Coffee. And you know what? Polly, that's my wife, was as busy as a bee keeping those cups full of good, fragrant, luxurious Flame Room Coffee.
I know what you mean, Mr. Butler, because we have the same experience around our household. Everybody goes for Flame Room Coffee because it is so really rich and full of flavor. So satisfying, so appealing, so really good. You know, more and more people in the Northwest are swinging to Flame Room Coffee, thank goodness. The coffee that is made from the choicest coffees in the world and scientifically blended, roasted, and packed right here in Minneapolis. When you buy Flame Room Coffee, you buy pleasure.
Yes, pleasure by the pound. That's Flame Room Coffee. Buy it, enjoy it always. I'm sure once you try it, you'll always buy it. Get in on the swing of things. The swing to Flame Room Coffee, that is.
And remember, it's really rich.
Mm-hmm.
And full of flavor.
Ah.
That's Flame Room Coffee. McGarvey's Flame Room Coffee. Frank, who's our second contestant?
Cedric, here is Helen Markowski.
Well, Flame Room Coffee welcomes you, Helen. And do you mind telling us how old you are?
I'm 22, Cedric.
22. And where is your hometown?
International Falls.
What do you do up in International Falls?
Well, at the present time, Cedric, I'm going to McPhail School of Music here in Minneapolis, and I'm also working for Osby & Anderson Manufacturing Wholesale Jewelers.
Say, that was a long speech you made
it
right
was
there.
Was all in
it?
One breath.
What do you do for the jewelers?
I'm a clerk there in the office.
Clerk. What are you studying at McPhail?
I'm studying voice, Cedric. I've had 5 years of it.
Pardon me.
Oh, that's quite all right. I've also had French and Italian, ballet and dramatics.
Well, what a background. You're going to stay on in music then, huh?
Yes, I certainly
hope so. What do you want to do?
Concert work or opera.
What's your voice?
I'm a lyric soprano, Cedric.
Still single?
Oh, certainly.
No prospects?
Well, let's not ask me that.
All right. What do we hear tonight?
Your eyes have told me so.
All right, Miss Helen Markowski.
I know my lips have never met your lips in sweet caress. Your hand has never touched my hand in thrilling tenderness. You never spoke of love to me. Love has been
Mr. Butler, have you got another contestant ready?
Yes, Cedric. Here is William Cole.
Well, Flame Room Coffee welcomes Mr. William P. Cole.
Cole, was that it, Mr. Butler? C-O-E?
C-O-E.
Fine. Where are you from, Mr. Cole?
Minneapolis.
And where do you work?
Well, I'm a lather.
You're a lather?
Yes.
Where did you lath last?
Oh, down to the Star Journal, but you told me it was the Star Tribune, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Just wanted to get the name in. How long have you been in the lathing business?
Oh, for a couple of years.
Married, are you?
Yes.
For how long?
Oh, kind of recently.
Months or
Six.
Years? Or
months.
Days? Months. You have a very unusual talent, William, I understand. Tell us a little bit about it, will you?
Oh, it's just a little bit of everything. A little sweet and a little blackface, but I won't bring that in tonight. And Donald Duck and I'll rattle bones.
How did you discover all of this talent?
Oh, I fell in the washing machine and I came out pretty well banged up.
What's the title of what you're going to do, Bill?
Oh, just a little bit of everything.
All right. Mm-hmm. William Cole, the lather. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I, just a minute here, you know, I lost something here. Yeah, I can't get along without this, you know. Yeah, I just got the important telephone call just about half an hour ago, you know. Selmer, you know, he called me up and asked me, you know, say there, he says, Ole. He says, you know what a polar bear is? Oh, yeah, I says, sure, you know, polar bear is something that sits up in the North Pole on the ice. By golly, that settled it in again. He says, you know, I just got a letter from a friend of mine up here north, Minnesota. And he said, you know, his old man died. And he just wanted me to come up there and be a polar bear. And I'll be gall darn if I'm going up there and sit any ice day in my rheumatism and all, you know. You know, I'd like to tell you, know, about the first time I was duck hunting up north, Minnesota, you know. Before we knew it, you know, I was out in the blind there with Axel Johnson, you know, and we were out there and wading around, and pretty soon, you know, we heard a and looked around, see what was doing all the cracking, and here's a big mallard up there, you know. So Axel, he says, just watch me get this baby, you know. So he went after it, and it went darn thing got away from, you know. So I said, by God, I'll show you how we do it, you know. And so it went by golly, you know, he got away too. So then we said, by golly, we'll do it together, you know. So off it went, you know, and it went
I was born.